We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Let's go to Jim in West Harrison. How you doing, Jim?
Good. How you guys doing?
We're good.
Good, man.
This is part two. How dumb are WFAN hosts?
Okay.
How dumb are WFAN hosts, Jim?
The first person doesn't know that Frank Sinatra is a local New York boy.
Yeah, that was bad. I agree. I thought Sean should have been suspended.
I'm a fat moron.
He's more known for being in Vegas. Right. Okay.
No, he's not. Have you ever been to Hoboken?
Come on. No, actually.
It's across the river. You can walk there.
All right, Jim, here's his excuse. He's never been to Hoboken.
Yeah, by the way, you can't walk there. I'd have to walk on water.
No, you have to walk on the bridge.
Yeah, you could go over the bridge.
You could walk over the bridge.
What bridge?
The George Washington
Part
Bridge.
Two, the second person we have to acknowledge is a guy who criticizes general managers, coaches, players every single day on the radio.
Yeah. Who's that?
That same person writes a book about the Mets.
Yeah.
It doesn't acknowledge his partner that does a podcast about said Mets.
Pete Hoffman.
So he criticizes everything about everybody, but when it comes time to do something right, he gets it wrong.
I got
How do you criticize everybody every day and get this thing so wrong?
Well, but guess what? Guess what I'm going to do, Jim? I'm going to admit maybe I got it wrong. Maybe I should have thanked Pete Hoffman in my brand new book, My Mets Bible, on sale April 2nd. You can pre-order right now on Amazon. I forgot. When I was writing all the acknowledgments and I was checking the boxes. By the way, Tierney said I shouldn't have even thanked you, Tiki.
Why?
He's like, you barely know the guy.
But I'm going to help you sell books.
That's right. I forgot to mention that. You know help what? Me sell books.
BT just realized he no longer has Tiki to help him sell a book.
But I admit, I should have acknowledged Pete Hoffman. I thought about
yes.
it. Does the Rico with me? Endless hours, like last night, 9 o'clock at night. He's away from his family, and we're breaking down Trace Thompson's quick start in spring training. It's a bad job out of me. But where I disagree is that at least I'm taking ownership of it.
Hmm.
I'm admitting I screwed up.
Yes.
What can I do?
So will
so
you
when
now?
You go your book signing, here's what you do.
Yeah.
You write, Bob, I hope you enjoy the book. Evan Roberts. Thanks, Pete Hoffman.
So write thanks, Pete Hoffman, on every autograph I sign?
Yes.
That seems fair.
But really, that's better than an acknowledgement.
That is better.
It's like a real-time acknowledgement.
You're right. What?
Will you now admit you lied in your book?
So lied about what?
Lied in your book.
I have in my hand My Mets Bible.
This. Let me read
I
this.
Haven't.
What do you,
okay.
Where are we going? Where
are
we
April
going?
2nd. You can pre-order now on Amazon.
What page am I going to
so,
say this
no,
lie?
Right off the bat. Introduction. So that's page
introduction.
One.
Introduction.
Okay. By the way, are we supposed to bring these in every day? Because mine's already home.
Yes.
Yes.
There's endless material here.
Okay. Go ahead.
So first paragraph, middle of the paragraph, I quote. This is Evan. At age 9, I played with wrestling figures. I don't anymore. Care to admit that that's a lie?
Wow.
I'm reading this last night. I'm like, this son of a bitch lied immediately. Immediately. This isn't even the book. This is the introduction. This is the forward. This is not his first game. Oh, by the way, the first game Evan ever scored, they lost.
That's an amazing catch, Lugie. Amazing.
I want to address that. I want to address that.
Okay.
He is right. I have three sentences into my book. I write, quote, at age 9, I played with wrestling figures. I don't anymore. I want to acknowledge that. At the time of this writing, I did not play with wrestling figures. Mm. My two sons are now into wrestling figures, and so I play wrestling figures with them.
Evan,
When that is very different than me playing with wrestling figures still, like I was nine.
Are you or are you not playing with wrestling figures?
I am playing with wrestling figures with
so
my
therefore
sons.
It is a lie.
Yeah, and you. No, Evan. And you could foreshadow thanking Tiki and myself in your acknowledgments, as you've said. But you could not foreshadow that maybe your son of seven who love wrestling would start playing wrestling figures soon?
Well, okay. First of all, can I read the context of what I wrote?
Yes, please.
So it makes sense. Okay. All right. Despite decades upon decades going by and plenty of life changes, I remain completely dedicated to scoring just about every Mets game played. At age 9, I played with wrestling figures. I don't anymore. At age 14, I collected baseball cards. I don't anymore.
I'm a loser.
At age 22, I would go to karaoke bars and sing my lungs out. I don't anymore.
I'm a loser.
But through all of those hobbies, one has remained constant. My absolute love affair with sitting down and scoring a baseball game.
I'm a loser.
So in the context
yes.
of what I'm writing.
Right, it makes sense.
It makes sense.
It's for furthering of the story, of the importance of scoring.
I mean, because the way I'm playing. And thank you. And the way I'm playing with wrestling figures right now is very different than the way I did it when I was nine. When I was doing it when I was nine, it was me. You know, making believe this is real. Now I'm doing it with a 7-year-old and a 3-year-old. So if that's the best you got, Loogie, keep reading, bro.
I got through about a page or two, and that's all I got. I have a lot of reading to do. This is an endless source of material, this book.
Right. Yeah, sure.
We'll get to the Wilmer Flores game maybe next week, because I read that chapter already. Embarrassing.
The Wilmer Flores game's at the end of the book.
Embarrassing. I was skipping through.
Oh, you're skipping through?
Yeah.
I do make the book very easy to skip through. It's got a table of contents where you can see each game. So if you're like, I don't really care about 1997,
yes.
you could jump to the 2020s or the 2010s. Like the Johan no-hitter, page 264. You can just go right to it.
I also thought it was funny and very fitting that the first game that Evan scored in his life, the Mets lost.
That is true.
So that was foreshadowing.
That is true.
The odds say that was likely.
That was likely. It was 1992.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.